The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Now, the subject of maps and supermarkets is inspiring our texters on 51551. On the point about supermarkets, just a thought, it struck me recently that if supermarkets mapped their store layouts on their websites, it would reduce the amount of time people need to spend there during the crisis, getting people in and out quicker. I have to do a shop later and I won't bother with certain items that I know will be hard to find. Best regards, Tony. Hi, Oliver. Will you tell people they don't need a bodyguard when they're buying a sliced pan? I saw a couple yesterday and it's daft, says Neil. Now, on the subject of maps, we've noticed that it is only men seeking the blueprints of supermarkets and you know, writing them all out and drawing it out for people who are doing the shopping for them. Maybe because women have that special superpower where they can just tell, you know, they can tell where everything is just from being nearby. You know, it's part of the internal honing device system that's been put in there. Now, let's talk about board games. Aoife McLysett is a professor of genetics, but geniuses have a bit of crack as well. Aoife is, more importantly, a board game lover, and she's on the line. Good morning to you, Aoife.
Good morning. How are you?
You have a bee in your bonnet about the best-selling board game.
Yeah, I think actually it might have been on your radio show. I heard it last week when you mentioned that
yes,
Monopoly was the top-selling one, and I just found Monopoly so boring, and I was really disappointed to hear that that's what people were turning to, because there are loads of really, really good board games out there. Yeah. And it's such a shame if people miss out on the good ones. Because I think if you just play Monopoly, you're going to think the board games are very boring.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it for years, but it just seems it's a bit of an obvious choice when there's so much out there.
I don't think I ever finished a game of Monopoly in my life.
Right.
We usually start playing as a family and it goes on and on and on.
And
yeah,
on.
And at some point people just go, I'm tired, let's just say whoever has the most money right now wins or something. That's kind of the way it would end whenever I played.
That's right. You do abandon it. So,
yeah.
Aoife, have you got a board game that you've been playing during the pandemic period? Or
yeah. So our favourite game at the moment is this one called Catan, or sometimes called Settlers of Catan,
right,
which is the one that we really like to play. So we get a new board game every Christmas. So this is the one we got last Christmas. And it's probably the board game that the first time we played it, everybody really enjoyed it. And we've played it loads and loads of times since
right.
then. And it seems to be, it's really well designed, I think, because every time we get towards the end of the game, it seems like everybody is in with the shot of winning. So it gets really exciting at the end.
Yeah.
It's basically just this game where you have the board and you're building roads and houses and you're trying to score points this way. It's kind of simple in its description, but it works out really well. And we really love that one. So that one's one that is really good.
Yeah. Cluedo was number two from what I remember last week.
Yeah, well, it's one on my list. It's just that there are some of those classics that we do still play. Like my daughter loves Cluedo. And yeah. We do play that one. It's a faster, I suppose, simpler game, but it still
is,
works.
Yeah, it can be
we
a
like
bit too simple sometimes, can't it? But
yeah, it depends on the age, I suppose, of the people you're playing with. But that one, it's still fun. I still like trying to block when you get to the end and you figure out that somebody's trying to get back to the middle of the board to make their final pronouncement, and you can block them by, you know, sending them off to the bathroom.
Interesting.
Things like that.
Psychologists
yeah.
are judging you right now, Aoife. What else do you love at the moment? Lords of Waterdeep. I don't know about
yeah.
this one.
Now, so this one, Waterdeep, is part of the Dungeons & Dragons world, apparently.
Right.
And I learned about this through my son, who's a Dungeons & Dragons enthusiast.
There's always
but,
one.
This game, I went into Gamers World on Jervis Street, which is a really great shop, and the staff in there are brilliant.
Okay.
They really know their stuff. So I went in one time and I said, I like to get a board game. Here's a few things we like. What can you tell me? And they suggested I get that one. And it was really good. And that was the first board game we got in recent years where I went, okay, board games can be so much better than I used to think based on things like Monopoly. And so that one, it's kind of, you have quests and you have little strategies of blocking each other and trying to get ahead and, you know, all these little details that make the game kind of fun.
Yeah.
But that one, again, it's kind of, I suppose, for, you know, the, you know, slightly older children. It wouldn't be for really young children.
Right.
Yeah.
The texts are already coming in here. Aoife, Catan causes fierce rows in this house, people blocking and robbing others.
A
lot of the games you've described so far involve kind of stopping people from winning. Are there kind
That's
of more
part of the fun, yes. Yeah.
Are there kind of more simple, quick, fun games that you're enjoying?
So, well, Another one is Carcassonne. That's another fun one.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of part of when you're playing a competitive game, part of it is getting ahead of the others. But Carcassonne is a very simple game. You have these little square tiles, and you draw a tile, and you have to put it down on the growing world, and you have to match up kind of roads and cities and things like that. And
okay.
You get points by building the long roads and building the big cities, and that becomes an interesting little puzzle as well, and that's fun. And you can play that with any age, I think.
That sounds
so
like
the
it's
older
more,
you are, the more strategic you can get.
More in the spirit of everyone winning.
Yeah. Well, the one that's really in the spirit of everyone winning is a bit on the nose at the moment. It's a game called Pandemic.
Yes.
And in that game, everybody is trying to save the world, basically.
Yeah.
And you either all win or you all lose. And you're supposed to share information with each other and cooperate with each other. Maybe a good message in general for people.
No, it's great. And there's only two of us in our house, and we've been playing Pandemic, and it's really good.
Okay.
And you do feel good afterwards, although you remember then the real world, that the cure isn't quite there yet.
Well,
Are there other two-player games out there?
Well, a two-player game that I like is one called Abalone, which is a really, really simple game. It's got just marbles, black and white marbles.
Yep.
And you've got this hexagonal grid, and you have to move around, and you have to push six of the other person's marbles off to win. And so it's just a very, very simple game. You push your marbles to move the other person's marbles.
Yep.
And so it's very, very simple. The rules are very simple, but it gets a bit strategic. You can get clever about it the way you can get clever about chess or checkers or something like that. You know, it can be, depending on how you play it, it can get more sophisticated.
The texts are supporting you, Aoife. Monopoly was a typo. It should have been called Monotony. So that's Settlers of Catan is the best board game ever. Aoife is spot on. I played with a bunch of great friends every Wednesday night during a year in Malawi with little else to do. Dinner and Settlers in someone's house each week was the social highlight, says Paula in Dartry. So they're very big fans.
It's a great game. I was really pleased because with that particular one, sometimes it takes a few goes of a game before you understand it or before everybody can enjoy it. But that one, we seem to all enjoy it really, really quickly. The first time we played, we all enjoyed it, and it was an exciting game, and we were laughing a lot.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. You've given us some lovely ideas to pass the time and new ones that we haven't heard of. So Catan, I think, got the best reviews there. There's Aoife McLysett, Professor of Genetics, but also a lover of board games, and no harm in that. Other texts come in. Miriam says, Quirkle, it's like Scrabble, but with shape and colour instead of letters. Great for all ages from 8 up. In defence of Monopoly, the point of Monopoly is to cheat. That makes it great fun. Well, it depends on what angle you're coming at towards board games, I suppose. Well, the time now is coming up to 10 o'clock, so it's time to say goodbye to you. Thanks a million for all your texts and tweets. Sure, it's a bit like therapy, impromptu therapy. We got through it together. Today, with Seán O'Rourke is next. Slán.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.